Siman Shin Hei, Sif Chav Gimel. The Mechaber says it's mutter to give over an animal, whether it's a horse or a mule or a donkey, to a shepherd as a guy on Shabbos. You know the guy is going to be using it on Shabbos. You don't have to worry about it because you didn't tell him to do it, and you don't know from it. He's doing a shleib das Yisrael, and it's not the pshat that you rented it or lent it out to the guy. Mr. Burr explains that we had some reish manvav that renting and lending out behemoths to a guy is a problem, even if you make up with the guy that the animal's not going to work on Shabbos. Still, the guy's going to end up doing malach with it on Shabbos. He's not so scared of you because he knows that, you know, he has the right to use the animal in general. He'll pay you extra for using the work on Shabbos. So there, it's a problem to let the guy use the animal on Shabbos. But over here, the guy is just a shepherd who's going around and taking the animal out to graze. So the fact that it happens to be that it's possible that he's going to do some malach with it on Shabbos, we don't have to worry about it. It's not your responsibility. He probably won't do too much with it. He's afraid he'll get in trouble with you. You'll find out that he made your animal work when it wasn't meant to work. It's illegal. He'll get in trouble in the court system. Mishnah explains Bidineim and their rules and their laws. So therefore, you don't have to worry about it. And the Mechaber says if you see him using the behemah of Mishtamish doing malach with the behemah on Shabbos, you have to protest. And the Mishnah Berurah says, as the Chayim say, that basically it comes out that if you know he's doing malach with it, you have to stop him. But if you don't know that he's doing it, you don't have to imagine that he's doing it, and it's fine. Also, if the guy is taking the behemah chutz l'tchum, the Ramah says you don't have to worry about tchum adrabanan, you don't have to be afraid the guy is taking the behemah chutz l'tchum. The Mishnah Berurah says that are those are machmer, not to give a behemah over to a shepherd on Shabbos, but the Maisel Olam is not a heter. And we're not mocking on this. You don't have to worry that the guy is going to do malach with it. If you see him doing malach with it, if you know he's doing malach with it, you have to imaycha. You also don't have to worry that the guy's shepherd is taking the behemah chutz l'tchum. Mishnah Berurah says that if you find that your behemah has something on it on Shabbos that's carrying, and it's about to go out of the chutz, it's about to go out of the shrabim, then you have to stop it because it's shvi'is behemah. But if you just see a behemah wants to go chutz l'tchum, you don't have to stop it. You can't take it out of the tchum or send it out of the tchum, but if it's going by itself out of the tchum, you don't have to worry about it. And the same thing over here with the shepherd, that you don't have to be concerned about the fact that the shepherd is taking out of the tchum, you don't even have to be moicha. So if he's doing malach with it, and you know and you see that, you have to be moicha, you have to stop it, but just taking out of the tchum, that's less of an issue, and that you don't have to be moicha. Now, to tell the guy to take out of the tchum, that the chorinim are not lachmaran, that you can't do. And it's negated to sending animals to a place where they're going to be sold, that if you send it with the guy, whether you tell him on Shabbos to go with them, on Erev Shabbos, still, it's apparent that he's going to be taking it out of the tchum, and that's already a more serious issue, because it's like you're telling him to take it out of the tchum. Siman Shin Vav. There's a lachah mimtzah chetzachah. It says, v'chibati v'mechabit Shabbos me'asei strachecha, v'mimtzah chetzachah v'dabar dover. So mimtzah chetzachah mitzchavetzecha asurim. To do your business on Shabbos is asur. And the Mechaber says, even something that there's no malacha involved, if it's for your business, then it's asur. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says that one cannot go to his property to see what has to be done l'mochar on Sunday or Monday, what malachas have to be done. To go check out his field is a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, we're talking about a field that's obvious, it's up to harisha, ksira, plowing, or reaping. It's nicker to anyone who sees you standing there, that you're checking it out to see how it has to be plowed, what has to be done tomorrow. The same thing to go to the Pesach of Medina, to the edge of the Medina, by the end of Shabbos, in order that right after Shabbos you should have to go out to the Merchatz, that's also a problem. Mishnah Berurah explains that Derech was the Merchatzais, were outside the Medina by the Pesach of Medina. Therefore, it's nicker that you went there to go to the Merchatz right after Shabbos. But if it's not nicker that you're going to check out your field for Malacha, or that you're going to the Pesach of Medina because you want to go to the Merchatz, that's mutter, because the hearer is mutter. It's only something that's nicker, by Mitzvah Chavtzacha, but hearer are mutarim. So it's only a problem if it's nicker that what you're doing is a tzarech, a Malacha. The Mechaber says, "Nali machshah tchum, go to the edge of tchum in order to arrive to Shabbos. Go out of tchum in order to hire poilim, to hire workers. It's also aser." The Ramah says that it's aser to him a tile to go for a walk to a place where you'll find a sus, a horse, or a sfina, or a boat, or a kroin, or a wagon to go out. And if it's obvious that the reason why you're going there is for some malachadik reason, or something that's also do on Shabbos, you know the actual thing you're not going to do on Shabbos, you're not going to do until after Shabbos, you can't do it. It's similar to the Isur Esrabim Ayim and Lechosov, and it's Nichlal in Mimtza Chavtzcha. Only if it's not Nikr, the reason why you're doing it, that's for malachadik reasons, it's not its mutter, because it's only Chavtzcha Asurim, but here is mutter.